Well, good day to you. It's Joel with The King Country dropping in to let you know that our brand new film, Unsung Hero, is in theaters now.
It's Luke here. We've teamed up with the creators of Jesus Revolution to bring you this adventure of a lifetime. It's a powerful, true story about a family uniting, growing in their faith, and facing the impossible together.
In theaters now, unsunghero.movie for more information.
Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested.
Eddie, what is happening on our program? This is good morning, happy Friday, but my gosh, Zencastr has changed everything.
Yeah, so we've used Zencastr, and it's been the same forever. And we've done our Malcolm Gladwell 10,000 hours of recording with Zencastr.
Yeah.
And we just changed the interface, and now it has like video. And for just a second, we turned on our video to be like, oh, do we want to do it like that? And pretty immediately was like,
nope.
I don't know why, but I don't desire to look at you and you look at me. So,
yeah, it is far more that I don't want you looking at me than I don't want to look at you. You look fine.
But we also don't need, but like it also did a countdown, which was the other part
that I was never done before.
And I'm like, counting down, I feel like it's like on Wayne's World when it's, you know.
I wonder if this is the nature of 2021 and 2020 podcasting and is that everyone has started doing it and everything is distance. Very few podcasts are in person anymore for me. And yeah. I just wonder if all the systems like a Zencastr, a Riverside, all of those are just starting new ways to make it look like you work here all the time.
Well, yeah, exactly. And just they're having to get good at it because people are easily and rightly so. They want to create content. They can't leave their house. So we've got writing and we've got podcasting.
Which literally, as you know, and everyone knows, I am stuck in Colorado. But we're still recording all the podcasts. Nothing has changed.
Yeah. So can we talk a little bit? First of all, we need to do a little bit of a mea culpa for the avid listener.
Please. I've been dying to hear. You haven't even told me.
Well, no, but I can't. If you hear our last show... I don't know how to do this, but we didn't talk about this beforehand, but on our last show, we were like, how was your weekend? And you're like, Colorado was great. And I was like, my birthday was great.
No, I did say that?
Yeah.
Because I would have still been in Colorado. I was still in Colorado.
But we pre-recorded a show that came out after the weekend. And
but I was in Colorado anyway till Wednesday.
Oh, okay. I thought
No.
Because the truth is, with our scheduling these 2 weeks, our recording schedule has gotten wonky, and I was like, "Oh no!" We said like, "But it's fine." So we're here.
So we're here. How was your birthday?
It was absolutely beautiful and insane.
Yeah, people made it weird. I'm so proud of our listeners. They made it so weird.
I need to just say, because we could do the whole show talking individually how people made it weird.
Yeah.
But I will say that first, personally, got some sweet gifts, great time with Rob, great time with friends. People texted me. It was just like a sweet birthday weekend. And I felt for someone turning 41, which is not a huge birthday, I felt very special. And that was very nice. So, but the other thing was, you said, after my terrible joke, you said, hey, everyone, make it weird.
Uh-huh.
So level one of that was the amount of social media. It was like, I either have to hire a social media manager right now or turn it off. So I turned off. I had to turn off all notifications. It melted all of it. And people were smart. They were like LinkedIn. Oh, yes. They did it all. So most of them, I would say 75% were happy birthday. And I read every single one of them. It was so sweet.
Yeah.
So that was level one. Level two was people sending weird, which was all appropriately weird, but like a picture of myself to me.
Oh.
a GIF.
They sent you pictures of you?
Oh, yes. Someone took the time to Google image search me from some pictures that were literally taken at a photo shoot when I remember Lucy was a baby. And this is years ago. And wrote like happy birthday on it. And when you see your own picture come up on your own timeline, it is very jarring. And I was like, well done. That wasn't weird.
So that was
the level two. There was a lot of that. Saw them all, loved it. And then there were the level three folks. And again, I'm going to miss people and I'm going to miss things because there was so much. But I would like to first, there was a group of three people.
Okay.
I think it's pronounced Lene. Lene Johnson, Sarah Miller, and Emily Spurgeon.
Okay.
All of a sudden, my Venmo starts to ping. And okay. The three of them have each sent me $5 on Venmo. And you know what the note on it says?
$5?
You know what the note says?
What?
Happy birthday. Go buy some Diet Dr. Thunder.
Oh, gosh.
And enjoy your evening. They all wrote some version of that. So I got money sent to Venmo to buy myself what would have been 15 to 16 2 liters of Diet Dr. Thunder. Very good joke.
That's very funny. Did you buy that?
I did not. I gave it all to Be the Bridge and thanked them very much.
Oh, my gosh. That's very Eddie of you and so sweet. That is so sweet. You could have bought yourself.
But also, when we think of, and I don't want to dog my beloved DDT, but when we really think of what's inside of it, do I need to buy 15 of them or should I be buying zero of them? And there's something about, so that's it. And then there is who I believe has to be, there was no winner, but this person won. Mm-hmm. His name is Adam Godfrey.
Yes.
Okay. Did you watch this all go down?
Are we not talking about the same thing?
Here we are.
Okay. So yes. I didn't watch anything go down. I just watched the video you sent me.
Adam sends me a video a tweet on my birthday that says, "Hey, I'm working really hard on something real weird. It may not happen." And I texted him, I messaged him back and was just like, "Dude, don't work too hard. Uh-huh, just go take the money you were going to spend, go buy yourself a DDT and pour one out for me," or something like that. Right.
Yep.
And then on February 16th, a couple days later, 14th, maybe a couple days later, he sends me. So Adam got a cameo, one of those, famous people things where you get people from an SNL writer.
Oh, that's so good.
So I got a cameo from an SNL writer. His name is Alan Linick. He was there for a few years. He charges $8 for a cameo.
He charges $8, which to the guy who got it for you, Adam, that makes it actually even funnier that he only spent $8.
Because I died a little inside when I was like, please tell me this guy didn't spend even
$20. Yes,
I mean,
course,
this is, please don't spend money on me. It's just made me die. He spent $8, which was a perfect amount of money. And his instructions, Adam's instructions to Alan, the writer of SNL, was, Eddie, he's on a podcast. Please make it weird. And I shared the link on Twitter if you want to go watch it. It's hard to explain just how weird Alan Linick.
So good.
First of all, he shoots the whole cameo still with his retainer in his mouth.
He has not even hardly woken up. He is laying in the bed still with his blankets on and his retainers on.
Oh, yes. And he has just woken up, and then he proceeds to talk for 2 minutes, kind of wishing me a happy birthday. But I think the line of it was, "I heard you want to be on SNL. I do too," he said, because he's not an SNL writer
right,
anymore.
Right, right, right.
And I'm like, oh, that is perfect.
That is brilliant.
And then he ends it with some super weird thing about we're all wizards in a circle together with books on our...
He had a dream. Like, he listened to the show for starters, which I think is hilarious.
Very sweet.
And then he made up that he had a dream. I think he made up that he had a dream. But then he tells a very extensive story about a dream he had and how y'all are wizards.
It was super weird. It was brilliant. And Adam Godfrey. I mean, it was overwhelming. I have paid, and I understand now that I should not have made that joke because people did make it weird and they listened to you. And it was both very loving and super strange.
Yeah, I hope you learned some things from this.
I sure did.
And I am not to be messed with is kind of what the big takeaway, I think.
Yeah, and the problem is the your ability to conjure that in real time. was the funny part to me.
Right, right, right.
Because you didn't even exhale from the laugh.
Yeah.
And you just said it. And I was like, well. Apparently she just decides to use her powers for good. So.
That's exactly a great way to say it. I decide to use my powers for good. That's 100% right.
Yes. So in closing, thank you everyone for the sweet birthday love. It was very, very sweet. And next year I'm going to just tell Annie well in advance. Hey, I'm going to tell Jenna. Hey, I'm turning 42 February 12th. Please make sure Annie knows and makes a deal about it.
Right. Oh, I love it. I'm so happy.
I would like to also talk about, can we talk about a very sweet gift that a friend sent me?
Yeah, sure. Because it backfired massively.
And only the way that a thing would backfire for you and I. Mm-hmm, do you want to start telling the story? Because I've been talking for the entire podcast so far.
It's very easy.
Very easy.
I got you a Hatch.
You sure did.
Alarm clock. Because we spent a long time talking about alarm clocks. So I mailed you a Hatch alarm clock as a happy birthday gift.
Right.
Meanwhile, you reached out to Hatch directly, and Hatch also mailed you an alarm clock.
Well, okay. In fairness, I wasn't doing the thing where I reached out to them. They got wind of the joke, basically.
No, and Edward, people are tagging. You said to them, "Hey, Hatch, would you like me to record?" You made a joke to Hatch.
I've made those jokes to everybody. I've never gotten anything.
That's right.
I never expect to get anything. I expect them to understand that the joke is happening. Do you know how many things we've talked about?
Mm-hmm,
right?
Mm-hmm.
I could go through the list of things. So they sent one. So I will have two Hatches. It was a very sweet gift, Annie. And in truth, we did not know it was from you because it had no gift card. It had nothing in it. It was just
right. And it arrived a day earlier than the shipping said. So I had set an alarm to text you and say a birthday gift is coming because Hatch doesn't have a gifting mechanism in their purchasing system.
It's so literally a hatch in a box.
Uh-huh, like that's right. Right.
It's an alarm clock in a box.
Yeah.
And you're like, well, I guess that was the thing from Hatch, and that was very quick.
But then it arrived early because they're awesome. And so the Hatch beat my text to you.
Right. It arrived on, I believe, Brianne's half birthday, which was a very lovely
gift. Yes, she did tell me that. Yeah, I was very happy about that too.
So the Hatch alarm clock, crazy, huh?
Yeah.
All of a sudden it's just blue in the room.
Do you love it so much?
I do. It's
Oh, you use blue? Is that what you said?
I did. Going through the different color palettes, going through how early, because when there's two people in a room, like the light wakes me on the first second.
Right.
The moment the light is even gently on, I am 100% awake. But I think I have to dial back the amount of time the light turns on.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah.
Because a half hour wake up, if we're waking up at 7, I'm up at 6:31.
Yeah, and you don't need to be, sure.
It is awesome. And I really am affected by the sound of things. And I really don't like the mean alarm clock sound.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
It's just very gentle. Like a stream or like some sort of chimes, wind chimes.
Right.
I just woke up to birds chirping this morning.
Yeah, I know. I have to use the real alarm because I do not respect a bird chirping as a signal that I need to wake up and be a person.
Oh, see, it has woken us up, which is my favorite part.
It does, but I save it for Saturday. That's my Saturday wake
that's
up.
That's the soft.
Yeah, yeah. It's soft. It's gentle. It can take its time, all the things. That's fine. I can't let that be what gets me to work in the morning.
Yes, I haven't had a critical wake up yet with it. I think for a critical wake up, it may need to be something a little more aggressive because this is like, okay, if it chirps for 10 minutes, I'm not missing a flight.
Right. And you know what's been funny? So you set it on your phone, right? Like the whole thing happens on your phone.
Yeah.
And I realized when I flew to Colorado on Saturday that I had not turned my Monday through Friday alarm off.
Oh.
And I thought, oh my gosh, my alarm's going to go off and my neighbors.
But you can do it remotely like that?
Yes, you can do it remotely. So I turned it off from here.
Oh, that's cool. Because I thought it was possibly, that's also a funny joke for having it in the house when you're gone. Like I could
just
be running errands and then make birds start chirping in the other room.
Yeah, that's right. That's exactly what you could do.
It's like I do it sometimes with the Alexa.
How do you do that?
You can make announcements on Alexa through the Alexa app. So I can talk into my phone and just be like, hey, Even Lucy, can you come to the other room? But I'm gone.
Oh,
and
wow.
And then they just hear me and it's like, what?
I don't have an Alexa in my real life, but they have them here at the ranch. They have one at the ranch and we couldn't find the remote control for a TV last night. And someone said, Alexa, help us find the remote. She can't. She can't help with that.
Yeah. But
it's outside of her.
It's funny the amount of things you can ask Alexa that she can do. Like real random historical facts.
Yep. That's right.
Because the kids are always, when did Rosemary Kennedy die?
Oh, man. Gosh, does Lucy and Eve use the Alexa all the time for facts?
Mostly, so I would say 90% of it is just purely a music playing device. Okay. So it is Tina Turner, Kids Bop, Aretha Franklin, just the greatest hits of the house.
Okay.
10% of it is, 5% of it is set an alarm because we're baking bread and we need an alarm going.
Okay.
And then the other bit is, yes, they're walking around asking, when did this person die? Or when was this person born? Or, you know, how old is John Lewis when he died? And you know, like the things that they... So I
love
it. Do
you ever feel weird that you know she's there, Alexa?
I do.
Okay. That's been my hesitation so far. Listen, and I am fully aware, I have a telephone that listens to me. It is not that I do not have a device that listens to me.
Yes.
It just feels different for some reason. Why does it? I mean, I just got a Hatch alarm clock that I control from my phone. The chances of it listening to me is probably pretty high. But for some reason, Alexas really feel weird to me.
Yeah.
Help me get over that.
I don't know that I can because, I mean, Alexa has security features that are like, don't listen. And you have to say, hey, Alexa, to arm it, which.
Wait, hey, I can say to Alexa, don't listen. Oh, I bet how many people are dealing with us.
Hey, Alexa.
Their Alexas go off right now.
Hold on. What should we tell people's Alexas to do?
No, it's too late. They're already prepared. They're going to stop.
Okay.
But make them play something. Yes. Make them play a song. Make them play Kids Bop. You do that.
Okay. We'll do it later when they're not.
Yeah, ready. Surprise them. Yeah.
So you can turn off. It'll say like stop listening, and so you arm it to listen when you say the words. But then you realize like it's listening for you to say that word. There are certain technologies that oog me out, but I'm also a little bit resigned to it because of the mass acceptance of it. And I know I'm wrong. I hear Science Mike saying I'm wrong, or I hear Andy Crouch saying that I'm wrong. Right, these people that talk about tech safety.
Uh-huh.
The real hard thing for me is the amount of music that we listen to in our house.
Uh-huh.
It's the ultimate music player because it's connected through Spotify or whatever, and you can just be anywhere and just think of anything and play it. And I know that that is a lame reason, but that is such a massive value that it is such. It is hard for me. That's what it is, but I'm not fully over it.
No, I think, I feel all of that, like it would be really helpful to say, hey, Alexa, set a timer for 10 minutes. Feels like it would be very helpful in my life.
Yeah.
But I haven't gotten there yet, but it feels like it would be so helpful.
Yeah. Hey, Alexa, play Tina Turner.
I hope everyone is getting to hear Tina Turner right now.
What
song? Love? I wonder what her first one is that comes on when you just say play Tina Turner. What's the first song?
What's Love Got to Do with It?
Always?
Mine's running through Apple Music, and so it defaults to playing the Apple Music Essentials playlist.
Okay.
So song one, What's Love Got to Do with It? Song two, the song from S Creek that they both sang to each other.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I appreciate how you've called it S Creek every time just to keep us from having to change our rating on our show.
I just knew we were going to have to talk about that show too much.
Yeah.
And then the third one is Rolling on the River, the old one that she did with her ex-husband. So those are the first
three. Okay.
So that's usually the
That's what
dinner.
Everybody's going to get. Mm-hmm. Y'all Unless love Tina Turner that much in your house?
Since Bree and I, we kind of go through phases of different things. Uh-huh. So right now we're just in a Tina Turner phase.
Okay.
And we're always trying to find artists that we all like the music that is not inherently like super filthy.
Right? Sure.
Like what's love?
So you're
going
to have to go back to the 60s and 70s and 50s.
You
probably.
Are like, what's love got to do with it? If you really dig into those lyrics are not kid appropriate, but in a soft, like their background and like the kids are still at the age, they're not at all understanding that.
Sure.
But you find over time, you're like, well, we're checking that artist off the list because they understand that now.
Yeah. You start paying attention to the questions they ask at dinner and you're like, you know what? That's going to be enough of that artist.
We're going to just start passing on that. I don't even want to say names.
I know, me either. The same thing. I was going to make a joke about certain artists. And I was like, don't do that to people. Hi, friends. We're just interrupting this show for just a second to tell you how much we like Indeed. As y'all know, podcasts are small businesses. And when we're talking to business owners, we get that 100%. Mm-hmm. And when it comes to hiring, every single hire you need needs to fit just right on your team. My team is tiny and one wrong move is problematic. So that's why we're telling you about Indeed.
Indeed.com is the hiring site that helps you find quality candidates with Indeed's instant match. Indeed searches through the millions of resumes in their database to show you great candidates instantly, so you can do the part you really need faster, meeting and hiring great people. Unlike some hiring sites, Indeed gives you full control and payment flexibility, delivering a quality shortlist faster. With Indeed, there's no long-term contracts. You can pause your account at any time and you only pay for what you need. I love that. With Instant Match, you see a great list of candidates with zero wait. And Indeed delivers four times more hires than all other job sites combined, according to Talent Nest. We love Indeed.
Right. So if you want your quality shortlist fast, you need Indeed. So right now, our listeners get a free $75 credit to upgrade your job post at Indeed.com/keeptalking. This is Indeed's best offer anywhere. And you can get a free $75 credit at Indeed.com/keeptalking. Indeed.com/keeptalking. The offer is valid through March 31st and terms and conditions apply. Do you know one of the things I got to do while I was here at the ranch, Eddie, is I told people how they shouldn't shoot each other. I'm really taking that on the road about the power of not shooting people.
I love that. What was the response to that?
Well, what happened is I taught a handful of times here at this training, mm-hmm. and I just kept saying it. And someone came up to me while we were working on a puzzle and said, "Will you explain to me why you keep saying you don't should people?" I was like, "You know what? I should just say that from the front." So I did.
You are in a very mysterious existence right now. Can you just talk a little bit about where you are?
Will you first tell us about your weather, where you are? Because it's going to be different than the majority of our weathers.
Oh, I hate to do this.
No. I think it's good. It's not going to make people sad. Everybody chooses to live where they live.
70 degrees, sunny. It's a beautiful day.
It's 70?
Yeah. It's like warm out. It's like lovely. I'm in shorts and a sweatshirt.
Wow.
But just because I'm in a drafty office.
Yeah, wow, Florida is different. Florida is different.
It is. And on days like today, you really appreciate it because we are, I mean, especially like our friends in Texas right now.
Gosh.
They're in the middle of an emergency.
That is an actual emergency. Yes. That is like an actual national concern, what's happening in Texas.
I feel bad that are in perpetual, people that are in perpetual cold, but then there's what's happening right now. But this is really, really hard for them. So,
yeah. I mean, what's happening right now across the country is pretty, to use the word of 2020, unprecedented.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I mean, I don't know that we've seen our whole country, the majority, not our whole country, not you, but the majority of our country be in such deep cold and snow and ice. And so my problem is I was out here at the ranch, Lost yes. Valley Ranch. I write about it and that sounds fun. So everybody knows. I was out here helping with the staff training. Like I was speaking at the staff training for their new set of staff for 2021.
Yeah.
And I was supposed to be here Saturday to Wednesday. And then because of the weather, I am now here again until tomorrow, until Saturday. Okay. So, and then supposedly it will be fine because it goes over 40 on Saturday in Nashville. Our problem in Nashville is everything is frozen. Mm. It's not snow. Where I am in Colorado is gorgeous snow that we like, or it's beautiful. I just showed you when we did the 2 minutes of visuals.
Yeah.
But in Nashville, the roads are just piles of ice, Eddie. I mean, just like ice on top of ice. So, I mean, my flight on Wednesday was canceled 25 hours before my flight. Yeah. It wasn't like I got to the airport and it canceled. It was like, oh, did you want to check in? Yeah, that plane's not even going to go. So save yourself some energy.
How does this affect like work and stuff? Because part of it's like, yay, fine, you're stuck in paradise, but also you've got a job to do.
Right. So I'm holed up. The last couple of days I've been holed up in like in one of the rooms in the lodge that has very good Wi-Fi. Mm-hmm. And you and I, you're my first podcast that I'm recording here. And you and I checked microphones to see which one of the headphones that I have sounded the best.
Yes.
And so, I mean, I think it's been great. I said on Instagram the other day, like, this is a perfect practice for me because this is not ruining my life by any stretch. I'm so happy to be here. I love being here. I love my friends that are here and I can do my job, but it's such a good practice because there are times in my life and in your life where something changes that is really devastating. Mm-hmm. And that's what Texas is experiencing that I am not experiencing.
Yeah.
And across the country, there are cities and states and people that are really going to die from this cold and from a lack of power and from a lack of ability to get food. And there have been, not in my immediate circle, but in my extended circle in Nashville, there's already been two snow ice accident related deaths. And I mean, you know, this is really tragic in yeah. so many ways. I am not experiencing tragic. I'm getting a practice in, can you be okay if things don't go the way you want them to? And then they end up going, great. I'm so happy to be here. I'm not stuck in a hotel in Denver without my friends. I'm at a ranch I love with a bunch of staff people that I love and management yeah. that I love, you know?
I know. That's a hard one, though, because it sounds like it's like, oh, boohoo, you're stuck in paradise. But also, it's hard to have those things shifted around.
And I'm wholly out of clothes. I mean, I'm doing laundry today because I warned everyone. I was like, I know y'all live here and have a lot of clothes. You need to know I'm about to wear my Taylor Swift sweatshirt for the third time because same. I only brought a certain amount of clothes with me. So
yeah. Yeah. No, that makes sense.
But do you know what's
kind
of fun, Eddie? Is so a lot of the staff is new. So they're new at their jobs. Oh. And so they're practicing on me and the Knuckles. Christy Knuckles led worship. Her and her family also live in Nashville. Therefore, we are all here and yes. not able to fly home when we thought we were. And so like the waitresses are practicing on us. And, you know, it's really fun.
Oh, like,
'cause this is like a high quality ranch. You know, like when you come as a guest experience in the summer, you get like really bougie treatment, right? I mean, it's a really nice guest ranch. And so, but they have to train. Yeah, you do. They have to train their staff. And so they're like practicing on us. It's really fun.
They're just like all like shaking with the trays. Were you ever a wait staff? Did you ever do that?
Oh, for sure I was. Yeah. Yes. Yes.
Me too. Where were you at?
A restaurant called Po Folks.
Oh man. That's a chain, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah. The only place they still exist is in Florida. 'Cause we had this conversation at work the other day and I had to Google it.
Po Folks. What is that place about? Like, what is Po Folks?
Southern food. Where did you, and I mean, I've had like 5 waitressing jobs though. That was just my first one.
Oh, Po Folks.
Yeah.
That's a great one.
Yeah.
Do you remember the first time you had to care? Oh, I worked at my first job ever was my first waiting job as Jesse's Seafood House in Seminole. For very old people. So we would have honestly a 4:30 to 5:30 rush.
Huge rush. Yeah. Huge for sure. Rush. Same at Po Folks.
Yeah, I'm wearing like a little white dress shirt, little black pants.
Oh, and
it was wretched. It was such a great first. And then my second one was I worked in a sandwich place making sandwiches. That was actually pretty fun. It was like behind the counter. So
do you still make great sandwiches?
I believe that I do. Yes.
Sorry, I need to take a drink of water. You know, high altitude stuff. Yes. What is your biggest takeaway from working in a sandwich shop that still affects your life today?
Yeah, you need to not put so much of everything on a sandwich. It doesn't actually make it better.
Okay. So everybody needs to lighten up on their sandwiches.
Right. You think you're going to want to layer that turkey on there? Don't. Uh-huh. You want just like many layers of different tastes, and you also want different textures. So like if you don't, you may not love lettuce, but you need it on there because that feeling of biting through and having not just, because if you just go bread, cheese, meat, and like mustard mayonnaise, is a fully soft bite. At minimum, toast your bread a little bit so you get like crunch soft. At maximum, lightly toast your bread, put lettuce in there, put a pickle in there so that you've got like crunch, soft, crunch, another crunch from this and then from the like the pickle taste.
Got it.
I mean, unless people don't like tape. But a sandwich, like the reason somebody likes a good sandwich is not because they actually like turkey. It's because they like that you take a bite and it's just an immediate journey from top to bottom through a sandwich. And then that bite materializes in your mouth. So that's the thing. Don't put a lot of stuff on it. Put thin layers of things on it and vary up all of it. And then you'll get better. It's the same with cereal. I make the world's best bowl of cereal.
What?
That would blow your mind, Annie, with a bowl of cereal.
Just describe it. I can't believe you.
Well, first of all, you're going to
How are they? Yeah, I don't know how cereal is better than just cereal.
Bingo. It's because you just do one cereal at a time. And that is the problem. So you're going to start with a base layer cereal. I would very much say a Honey Bunches. No. I would say Honey Nut Cheerios is the great base layer cereal. So you're going to want to do half of your total cereal.
Honey Nut Cheerios is a base layer? Yeah, this is insanity.
Or I'm going to say my favorite base layer is actually Crispex.
So yeah.
It's not an overwhelming base layer.
Also, you and I say that word that very differently. You say Crispex.
How do you say it?
I say Crispix.
There's no way it's Crispix.
Yeah, because it's C-R-I-S-P-I-X, Crispix.
Yeah. You might be right.
Chris Bix is insanity.
Chris Bix. I'm gonna tweet them. Maybe they'll send me 10,000 cases of Chris Bix. Chris Bix. No, because of the song. Chris Bix. It's crispy times two. That was the jingle.
And they say Chris Bix.
Man, I am looking up that jingle. The
I am too. I didn't even know there was a jingle.
Also, I just called it a telephone call. You and I are on the most advanced technology. I am running through a full podcast studio right now.
Right. I am telephone not, but I am. We are using the technology.
Yes, but you're on Google Fiber, half a country away.
Yeah, that's
and
right.
Sounding great and recording locally on your end.
That's you, right. Like,
and we're not on a telephone call.
That's right.
So you're going to want to do... You're going to want to do about a half to two thirds of the total bowl volume of not of the bowl, but of the amount of cereal you want.
Okay.
With a base layer of cereal.
Okay.
Then we start sprinkling layers. So ideally, second layer, you're going to want a slightly sweeter, but not overwhelmingly sweet cereal. So I don't really like the cereals have to play well together. So your second layer, you're not going to want a Frosted Flakes would be the classic one. Frosted Flakes is its own bowl of cereal. It just sits alone. It's too dominant of a taste. But I would say a light layer, dusting of Honey Bunches of Oats. That would be my second
layer. Wow, wow, wow.
And just a
okay.
dusting, enough to just barely cover the flakes. We're talking
okay.
small amount. And then a final sprinkle of a very crunchy, low-sweet cereal. I would say a granola would be nice. A homemade granola would be nice.
I know where you're going with this.
My number one is grape nuts.
I know.
You're going to do a gentle of grape nuts over top of it.
I just need to ask you before we continue.
By the way, we have two more layers, but go ahead.
Oh, wow. Okay. Well, let me make sure I understand. Chris Bix. And
it's
then
crispy times.
Is two. Half of it. And then you're doing a Honey Nut Cheerios or Honey Bunches of Oats? Honey Nut Cheerios?
Honey Bunches of Oats.
And then grape nuts.
And we're talking thin layers. You're thinking this is a massive bowl of cereal. Okay. It's not. It's the same size bowl of cereal. It's all proportion. It's like if you're making a coffee drink, right?
Uh-huh,
you're going to use a quarter of whatever volume, total volume, what you want is going to be espresso. The other three-fourths is, you know, warm milk for a flat white. Like, it's just all ratios. So we're talking half base layer, and then you're just layering the rest of the half with these. But then once you're grape nuts, now you could stop there, but why would you? Because now we've got a lot of crunch. We've got layers of sweet. We've got layers, but here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to take 10 whole almonds, uncrunched.
Oh my gosh.
And I'm going to sprinkle them on the top.
This is insanity.
Because now we've got some bites that are interspersed in this whole bowl of cereal.
Uh-huh.
And then let's take a light drizzle of honey, lighter than you've ever considered. It's barely noticeable. Just do a light drizzle around the top. Not like you're putting mustard on a hot dog in the summer. We're talking just a gentle brushing of honey. Fill it up with milk. If you fill it up with milk. And
what kind of milk?
We are always unsweetened almond milk. We don't do any, we don't do a lot of dairy. Doesn't work well with my little baby tum-tum.
Okay.
but you're going to not want to overwhelm the milk here. People like to put milk in until the cereal starts to rise up.
Yeah.
You're wrecking it. You want it right before the cereal starts to move. Some cereals move quicker than others. Honey, like Cheerios move pretty quickly.
Okay.
So, but you want to fill the milk and not let the cereal rise up. Last step, because I'm fully committed to this now, because I don't want to have to repeat this, because people need to know the truth of how to make a great bowl of cereal, is before you start eating, you want to mix it up.
I am so shocked by all of this, honestly.
Every bite should be a full cross. It's the same thing as the sandwich. It's a full cross section of flavors, textures. It's a journey. The end.
I am.
Fiend.
You guys have a great week. No, I'm just kidding. We do have to close it up. But Eddie, I here's the bigger thing I have to know. Well, so you own 9 boxes of cereal at a time?
Well, typically, and I feel like maybe you weren't paying attention, but I use 3 cereals. Crisp Bix, Bunches of Oats.
Oh, yeah. Of course I was paying attention.
I just hurt my feelings.
Grape Nuts. Oh, then almonds.
I'm just messing around.
Okay, you're right. You're right. Sorry,
you were paying attention.
You're right. It is 3.
I'm sorry.
That's just a lot of things.
Please don't get mad.
Just a lot of things. Don't activate the people. Please don't activate the people.
I'm pouring water right now. Do you hear that? How unprofessional.
I hope you're pouring water, because it also sounded like you were using the restroom.
Oh, just a little mid-show potty? Yeah.
Yeah, no thanks to that. Okay, so my biggest question, and this is how we're going to end the show. Before this show started, this is like a magic trick from in and of itself. Before this show started, you and I hadn't gone over anything, nothing.
Literally, our words before we started the show were, I don't know, let's just hit record, I don't know what.
Right.
And then we started.
And yet, even before that, you mentioned on Slack to our entire That Sounds Fun Network podcast team that Grape Nuts are back in production. Had you always planned to tell us your cereal stack?
No, not at all. I am just 100% obsessive over a lot of things all the time. And I had cereal on the brain.
It feels like, I need you to know, it feels like a magic trick. Feels like a magic trick that you hid a card in. This feels like, I won't ruin anything, but it feels like I saw a gold brick in a studio, in an auditorium watching a show. And then I saw a gold brick on 4th and 21st in New York City. I feel like you pulled that kind of trick on me.
But I will say you and I are completely, everybody's influenced. They're talking about the thing that was on their brain. So maybe it had to do with the fact that I just slacked your team that Grape Nuts are back in stock, because I felt like there was a Grape Nut shortage for a while, and there still kind of is. So maybe it was like because it was on the brain, but there was nothing premeditated about it. Like me tweeting Hatch was premeditated. There was nothing premeditated about this.
Well, I'm just blown away, to be honest. I'm just blown away.
Well, we all have our magic tricks.
I feel like you just did an illusion, and I did not expect that on this big Friday show.
I will also say I talked a dominant amount of this show, and what I like about that is that it was about mostly the most mundane things on earth. I did 15 full minutes on sandwiches and cereal, and I'm going to just say to everyone listening, you're welcome.
Right. That's exactly right.
Come to Annie for the content. Come to me for cereal.
That's right. Friends, have a great weekend. We'll see you back here on Tuesday. Go wash your hands.
Bye, buddies.